With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence, which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. We invite you to listen to a compilation of excerpts entitled, First Be Veg, Then We Can Develop Sustainable Technology, in which Supreme Master Qinghai discussed the importance of the plant-based diet in relation to the development of new technology to address climate change.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Master, as a result of many subsidizing programs supporting the environment and the ecology, Germany is one of the leading countries using sustainable energy. So in 2007, sustainable energy made up 14.2% of the gross national power consumption.
Wonderful.
Yes. I just would like to know if this development has something to do with an involved state of consciousness or just a greed of financial gain from these programs.
Oh, you are terribly critical.
Oh,
my goodness. They should do it, of course. I mean, even if they're greedy, it's good to have sustainable energy. Goodness, if they don't do it, you will be lamenting that they don't do it and they harm the planet. If they do it, you worry they're greedy.
No, I think it's good. Very good.
It's good that you ask. It has something to do with evolved consciousness, that people understand the urgency of our planetary problem right now. So people are trying their best to develop, to invent new technology to bring greater comfort and sustainability to the planet, which is very good, yeah? Even if it's greed, only God can judge it. As long as it's good for the planet, bravo them, okay? Don't worry about greed. They must earn some money anyway, and they will earn a lot if they're doing this. Because right now it's in. It is a true necessity, and it is a blessing to do such a noble endeavor. So if they earn a lot, I congratulate them, greed or not. If they earn some more money, they will develop more. That's all right. Material gain is not a sin. Now, if you're born and raised in violent and street gangs, and then you continue like that, but maybe one day you wake up, but at first it's difficult, you see? You decide to wake up and get out of it, then you do it. Same with our planet right now. We still have a little chance to do it, so if everybody change, no more killing animals, no more raising animals, just leave them as they are right now. Because even physically speaking, they use up a lot of water, not to talk about the gas or pollution. They use up a lot more than human use. Clean water, beautiful meadow, because when we raise cattle, 50 years later, we cannot even cultivate on that land because it's been so hard and, you know, pressure and, barren. 50 years after raising cattle on one piece of land, that useless, the land is still useless. 50 yeah. years after
Excellent.
That, that's yeah. our lifetime, madam.
Yes.
You see, yeah. have to wait 50 years after in order to cultivate that land.
So a little bit more awareness, right?
Yes, awareness. We just decide to be good, that's it. Yes, to be noble, to be good. When we think about how the animals suffer in such a situation, cramp factory, get kicked out, electric probe so that they stand up again so that they can be qualified for slaughter, and some view just then, weak, deprived of light and everything, just so that their meat tender and white all their life like that, and then get slaughtered on time. How we have the heart to continue to support this kind of cruelty?
Is everything is a vibration, as you said at the beginning.
Yes.
Is this the vibration that we also feel in a way and we are not aware of? I mean, this vibration of this suffering
yes,
yes. animals?
Yes. So we just have to change. It's just a new habit, that's it, you know? You don't like orange juice, then just drink apple juice. Just change, you know? Just like some people change, they don't smoke, they adapt a different habit. So we change, we have meatless diet. Something, just change habit. People think they cannot do it, they can. You're so strong, I mean, it's all habit only. It's all habit. We just change the habit.
And everything is changing anyway.
And everything will change, yes. And if you don't change, the planet will change. And we all go anyway, so no need to be picky about meat or not meat, we all go. See what I mean? Compassion we must have. And just from compassion alone, we should stop eating meat because it causes untold suffering to the helpless, innocent animal. They do us no harm. They do us no harm. And we're not starving without them. We have all kind of food to eat. Millions of people around the planet are vegetarian, and they're happy, and they're okay. So just change the habit, that's all there is. Change the habit. Change the habit into vegetarian. Change the habit into using
sustainable energy.
I would like to ask you something about your activities. In this environmental problem, so in which direction the solution lies about these environmental problems that we are becoming more and more aware and people getting more and more nervous about?
Yes, well, there's not much for me really to say anymore. Your question answered it, most of it already, as you well aware of it. Because I think many people already know from the United Nations report, from a weather report, from a scientist report that our planet is really in peril, and also the solution lay in our hands, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, that we have to lessen the so-called karmic retribution, and you know that so well. Karma is a Sanskrit word for, like, as you sow, so shall you reap in the Bible, eh?
Mm-hmm.
We have to sow some different seed now in order to reap different fruits, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be less invasive to nature. Nah? We have to live and let live. Nah? So I just propose a very simple solution, like baby steps. I say all the time, like, first we just try to refrain from all animal product. I'll go more detail later. Second, we have to produce and use sustainable energy. New energy, yeah? Like sun energy, sustainable forever. And the third, we have to plant trees. Each of us plant a couple of trees, then we have billions of trees already. Suppose we should plant, of course, it's just theoretically speaking, but we should plant where there are no trees, like a desert and things like that. And the fourth, we pray to heaven's blessing, grace, to save us, to help us. To be able to strong to do it, yeah, be strong.
Why do you think humankind came to this point of being so destructive to the nature? I'm asking myself this because how come we didn't see it earlier? Because there are some nations like Aboriginal people in Australia or Native Americans in America that they knew it all the time.
Yes, yes.
Not 200 years ago.
Yes.
Native American elders said, if you will go this way, this is going to be the consequence.
Yes.
And they knew. Why we didn't, why Western civilization didn't know these things? Why were we so blind?
You see, because the so-called civilization developed too fast. And they feel superior. They don't listen to the so-called elders, what you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? The one that look very simple, live simple, and so the so-called civilized and developed people thinking that we're powerful. And the native elders don't know anything because they live so simple. We don't listen. Yeah? And not only we don't listen now, we don't listen to Jesus, Buddha. They always tell us, the whole Bible, everywhere you can find, okay, don't eat meat, don't kill animals, don't destroy nature. Mm-hmm. Respect all creatures of God because they're all from God.
Mm-hmm.
Same Buddhism, same Christians, same Islam, same Jainism, same Sikhism, all say protect nature, you know, protect animals. Yes, for example, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the Native American, for example, if they have to take something from nature, they do appreciate, respect, and try to replace it somehow, you see, and not completely destroying at mass scale like mostly what we do right now.
How do you see it? Do you think there is still time that people can change?
Yes, we have to change, quick. We don't have time, okay. I'm just talking to you. I don't know how about the mass outside. And of course, my people, they have television, and we broadcast in the whole world, yeah? So whoever want to listen can listen everywhere in every corner of the world, because we have satellite and also internet TV, yes? But that's all we can do, yeah? And we also print leaflet, flyers, to tell people that it's really happening. Please take care. Please do something. And that's all in our power to can do now. You see, it's up to humans to choose, to decide. And we should decide to live. We should decide that we can do anything at all in our power to preserve our lives on the planet. Because it's not just one life, two lives, just not my life. Your life is the life of the children and the next generation. Just to have just a beautiful planet and we destroy it is very, very pitiful. We have to decide different way. We have to walk in different way. That's it. We have to decide that, okay, we're going to be courageous. We do whatever it takes. But it doesn't take much. Just to be vegetarian. Just to plant a couple of trees each person. Just to use a sustainable free energy. That's all there is. Three simple steps. Refrain from animals. Of course, I mean also killing by war, you know. But the number we kill in war is not as many as the mass, you know, killing in animal slaughtering. You know that yourself, yes. So it's only very simple. Refrain from killing each other and animals, yeah? For any reason, for food, for profit, for gain, for anything at all, refrain from killing. Produce and use sustainable energy. Plant trees. Yes. We can have everything. We just do that. Yes. Not like we have to do a big deal stuff. No. Very simple. The sun is there for us to use forever. The wind is there forever. The waves in the ocean, you can use forever. It will never be finished. Yeah, compared to other energy that maybe you have today, you don't have tomorrow. And maybe you even have to make war to take it. The sun, you don't have to. Nobody can possess the sun. Nobody can stop you from using it. So very simple, eh? Vegetarian, sustainable energy, plant trees. And of course, we pray. Yeah, we pray so that we'll be strong, that heaven will help us. Yeah, to choose the right way. That's all. Four solution. Very easy. Everybody can do it. Don't you think?
too.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main cause of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
It's a pleasure to have your eco-conscious presence for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Part 2 of First Be Veg, Then We Can Develop Sustainable Technology. We'll continue next Friday. Up next is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. May your days be filled with brilliant lights and the music of heaven.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.